Now, you can't just call yourself an expert. You gotta earn that title. And at Wingstop, we've been earning it for decades. Want the secret? Start from scratch. Make to order. Sauce by hand in one of 11 mind-melting flavors. Serve hot with scratch-made ranch. Repeat for over 20 years. That's how you become an expert. Wingstop, the wing experts.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Conscious Sisters with Amy and Rihanna. We are doing something a little different today. We thought that we would record the show in the morning and allow people in different areas to call in with any questions if they could. I am waiting for Amy to log on. Amy Shine, where are you? So we will get started. Our show for today is about choice. And what is choice? It's interesting because we talk about ask and you shall receive. So you ask for something and then you choose. So what gets the majority of, in a little bit of a bind, and what stops it sometimes is trying to figure it out. So, you know, talk about frustration if when someone tells you, well, just choose, or choose this, choose it. And you are kind of sitting around like, okay, I choose it. Now what do I do? And it's totally frustrating. And I know that many times, and it still happens. What happens to me is that sometimes it's a lot easier for me to choose something without trying to figure it out. You know, when I have less need for it. Okay. So needing something is always something that will get you a little bit of stuck in the choices that that you are creating, because a need is already a decision, right? You've already made a judgment of it, a conclusion of it, and it kind of like stops a little bit. It creates a little smudge in the engine of the universe having your back with the choices that you make. So, you know, that is totally, you know, totally frustrating when you truly don't believe that just choosing something will have it to show up. So what if you did with this as the same thing that you do with what I suggest with the majority of the tools, which is play with it, right? Play with the choices and see what happens. And as you continue to choose and things start to show up as if by magic, you begin to tune into your own energy and what your choices and what your need and tug is. In other words, what space you are when you request for something from the universe and you have that sensation, you know, that I'm having it space, and you know, it sends a totally clear message, you know, to the universe. Instead of, yes, I choose, you know, to rent this house, let's say. I choose to rent this house, and all of a sudden you know, but behind in the background you have all these judgments of why you choose not to have that house. I think it's too expensive. I think, you know, it's a little bit too far from work. This is where I really want to live. All of those will begin to kind of slow down and get you into the space of where you hold all your judgments. Okay. So imagine that there was like this cloud that held everybody's judgments about something, the thing that, that you're choosing. And every time that you try to figure out how to bring to fruition what you're choosing, it's kind of like you get hooked into that space, okay? So figuring it out is one of those things that will kind of slow down your creation. Because honestly, I notice that when I try to figure things out, I kind of focus on my limitations instead of my possibilities, okay? So what would your life be like if you can choose from possibilities instead of limitations, I wonder? And do we really always know what those are? No. So, you know, we still get back to pretty much what we've talked about in every one of the shows that we've had, which has been asking questions. Universe, I choose to buy this blouse. What would it take? What would it take to purchase this with ease, joy, and glory, right? And then you follow the energy. Is there an action required here, you know, for me to take to bring this choice about? Amy, welcome.
Hey, Rihanna. How are you?
Good. How are you, darling?
Good. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Did the Easter bunny come?
The Easter bunny came early this morning.
Did he? Nice.
Hopped in and hopped out.
I'm just stepped outside to do this show. If the sound gets bad at all, let me know.
Okay.
And I'll go back inside. Yeah.
I was talking about choice and, you know, asking and receiving and, you know, and the fact that sometimes it really gets frustrated and how much trying to figure it out slows down choices.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the
yeah.
thing I've seen a lot as well, like that we actually don't even really know what choice is. So when someone asks you, when you start doing a lot of access, you know, the main thing in access is all about choice. What would you like to choose and what you're choosing to create? And when someone asks you, ask you that question, what would you like to choose? I used to get so frustrated because I don't know what choice is. And it's so crazy that we don't know what choice is, right?
Yeah. But the main thing is, you know, what I've kind of asking a lot of questions this week, you know, getting ready for the show, what I come to realize is not so much that I would not know what to choose, because, you know, you just, if you use the light and heavy tool, it would be really easy, right?
Well, and it's also that you are choosing in a way. You're choosing in every second, every, you know.
Right. You
choose
are.
To get up. You choose to put on clothes. You choose to eat a breakfast. You choose to go outside. Yeah. Like that. That's, so you are already choosing. But I get what you're going to say.
It's not right and wrong. You got it, right? It's not
well, it's
right
where we make our
right
choices.
Choice.
Yeah. We make our choices significant. And we make, so we'll make, you know, small choices easily, like, you know, whether I'll have tea or coffee in the morning. But then when it comes to maybe choosing the bigger choices, the ones that we think are more significant and the ones we make more significant, they're the ones we don't necessarily always want to choose, like whether you should, I don't know, move to a different country or change job or change relationship or, you know, go to that class or sign up for that training you've always wanted to go to. So it's like, it's those choices that we make significant that we tend to judge.
Right. And you know, you tend to look at, to see what other people are choosing sometimes also.
Yeah.
And that gets you, you know, back into that space. I remember they used to talk about it a lot in access. It's called like the supermind. You know, where all the judgments and
decisions that other people are making are kind of in this cloud, right, which I talked about a little bit earlier. And that just, that gets you into the slowness of choice.
Yeah.
You know, so then when your choices are not coming as fast as you think they should be coming, then you start to look for the reason why. And then it slows down even more. So I've always asked, what would it take to choose in 10-second increments? Okay.
Yes.
So now I choose to do the radio show at 10. And then I go, oh, my God, I don't want to get up at 10. It's just too early for me. I'd rather do it now. And you go back and forth. But if you choose in 10 seconds, then you go, oh, well, you know, whatever that was, destroy it, uncreate it, right? And then you keep moving and you keep choosing and you get clearer and you see what will work the best for you, what will work the best in the future, you know, what would create more for me, you know, doing it at this time or doing it at this time. And actually, what would create more ease, because we all really would like ease in our lives, you know. So, yeah, anytime that you try to figure it out or that you try to do it like somebody else does it, you kind of miss the gift of you, right?
Yeah, because what you're doing is you're not actually choosing for you. You're actually choosing what other people are choosing. So you're actually choosing for someone else. So, like, you know, you got to get, like, your reality is going to be totally different to someone else's. So, you know, like, if you're always looking at other people as to what you can choose, you're never really going to have your reality, because you're going to look at this reality and you're going to look at, okay, so most people in this reality, you know, work 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, go on 2 vacations a year, maybe 1, maybe sometimes 2, you know, get married, have kids. And then you're like, okay, so that's, you know, you base that as your, you know, that's what I should choose. Rather than actually looking at, well, does that really work for me? Well, how many vacations would I like? Maybe I'd like to travel every month. Maybe I'd like to work and travel. Maybe I'd like to get paid while I travel. Maybe I don't like 9 to 5, 5 days a week. Maybe I like 3 days, you know?
Right.
And then when you get that, you start to create your own reality, not based on what someone else has. And you know, and the trick of it is that because people around you aren't choosing it, somewhere in your world, you think it's not, that you can't have that.
That it's not a possibility.
That it's not a possibility until you choose it and you create the possibility, and then you invite other people to also choose it too.
Right, because once you choose something, it's more available to others because it's with them, right?
Yeah.
That's what they call entrepreneurs.
and you know, like also what I see a lot is like, you know, and I did it myself, and with the tools of access, I've like retrained. I feel like it's like a retraining of the mind. Like it's almost like your mind will say, no, you can't do it. That's never going to happen. You'll never have the money for that. You'll never be able to do all of that. That's way too much. And then when you choose it and you actually create it, you're like, oh, wow. So I can actually have
possible.
That.
Right.
So
and what else
give you
can
an
I
example.
Have?
Yeah. So I'll give you an example. Yeah. So like, I'd been asking for, you know, a long time for lots of travel in my life. And, you know, I like to travel a lot. And so, like, recently, you know, like last year, I kind of upped it a bit more. I went to a class in California. And, you know, before, if I went to a class, you know, it usually would mean, like, I'd do either or. I'd either go to the class or choose something else. I could never have it all. And last year, I chose a class in California with Dane. And then I also, right afterwards, chose going to Vegas with Mike, and you know, I did not have the money for that before I chose it, and I didn't know, I couldn't comprehend how I would create all of that, you know, because it was a lot at the time, it was a lot for me altogether, and I just chose it, and I just knew that, look, I'm choosing it, and I will create it, and I created it all with ease, and so that then gave me the energy stepping into this year that if I can choose that, I can choose more.
Right.
So, you know,
because
I was able to choose going home to Ireland in December, and I was able to choose going to Denver in February, and I was able to choose going home again just last week, 2 weeks ago, right? And the people
right.
around me in my workplace are like, they're like, weren't you just home? Did you not just go home 3 months ago? And they're looking for me to give them the justifications of what I'm choosing. And I'm like, yeah, and I required to go again, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not actually justifying my choices anymore, because it's like, this is what works for me.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like when people look at me, you're taking vacation again. You know what I mean? It's it's what I love to do. It's just what I tell them. It's what makes me happy.
That is a great response, Rihanna.
Right? It's what makes me happy.
Sometimes I don't know how to respond. I'm like, I had to go home again. Like, no, I just wanted to. You know, they're like, you went in the middle of season. You know, season is like a busy time here.
Right.
I'm like,
It's interesting, because, you know, the mind, I have this interesting point of view that the mind works in a linear reality, right?
It does. Yeah.
So it keeps in there almost like it records your choices. And then what worked and what didn't work, right?
Yeah.
So what happens is when you make your choices from your mind, you're almost like choosing from the past. And
you are choosing from the past.
Yeah. And, you know, and choose and really kind of focusing on your, you know, what didn't work.
Yeah.
So so that kind of, you know, that kind of creates you choosing only from your limitations.
Yeah.
You know, instead of what is truly possible, that it's so much more, you know, expansive. Because, like, you know, it is, everything is kind of possible, right?
Yeah.
So I was talking a little earlier. I hit on that need and tug, you know, that space where you truly choose something and you say, I'm having this. You know, and that is not from the mind at all. It's almost like it is a total space of choosing and saying, well, I'm having this no matter what, you know.
Yeah,
and then,
it's a mind,
And then you let, you know, the less significant that you can make it, the easier it is for the universe to change the molecules around to kind of have your back and make the choice possible faster anytime that you try to figure out. Yeah.
And I think what you hit the nail on the head there was like, you have to be the one who makes the demand first.
Yes.
You, like when I, you know, I have a client and I say to him all the time, you know, like, okay, like, because, you know, he'll go into his mind a lot and into the past and into the figuring it out and why he is the way he is. And it's like, okay, you have this, all this information. Great. Now what can you choose?
Correct.
Now what would you like to choose? What would you like to create? And it sends him into this, like, and it sends a lot of us into this, like, what the hell? That's why we call this call. Sure,
the
mind
right?
is like like you said, it's a calculating system, and it the mind, like, you know, will fight for that control, and it will come up and be like, you know, and try to bring you back to the past, and really will. So you really got to like play with this. And play with the tools. And like you said, it's like a muscle. The more you actually look at what is choice, what would I like to choose, and just start choosing. Like you said, even choose things that aren't significant to you, you know, maybe choose a different way of driving to work, choose a different coffee shop to go to, just choose different things and see what that creates in your world. Like what that creates even in your mind, you know, it'll just open up your mind a bit. So then when it comes to bigger choices, they won't seem so like daunting to make, you know?
Yeah. See, what happens is when you don't choose for you, right? You're into this universe of everybody else's like desires, you know, and then you have a lot of, you know, contradictions about it, you know, about the things that you, and that slows down.
Yeah, you don't even know. Yeah, you don't even know you.
You don't even know what you want. Yeah, what you would like. And there's a lot of judgments that aren't even yours. So, you know, every once in a while when I'm frustrated with choice and I'm having a difficult time choosing something or not, I go, if I had no past, what would I choose? You know,
I love
because
that
takes away all of those decisions and computations that I made, and it just tunes into, you know, the space, the energy of what I'm choosing and right now, you know, and the choice really becomes so much more clear, right?
Yeah. So that's so funny you just asked that question. So I was thinking yesterday, and I was remembering how I was at a class with Dane. I'd say it was like 3.5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I'm here 2.5 years. Yeah, so it was about 3.5 years ago when I was pretty new to Access. I was only doing Access about a year, not even. And I went to my second 2 and 3 with Dane, and I actually went to it in Tampa in America.
Uh-huh.
I was living in Ireland at
the
time.
Here.
So yeah, I went to Tampa, But I was in Ireland. I was living in Ireland, and a friend of mine, Lisa Egan, was actually sick at the time, and she asked me to come to the class with her, to travel over with her. So I did, and when we were in the class, Dane was talking, and one of the things he said, and it was the first time this question kind of came about that I heard it anyway, and it was like, you know, if you woke up today and you had no past, you had nothing in your life, okay? Everyone that you know right now weren't in your life. Like family, friends, everyone's gone, right? It's just you.
Yeah.
What would you choose? And when he asked that question, right away I got, I wouldn't choose to live in Ireland. I would actually choose to be, I think I said
here.
I choose to live here, And so, and I actually said it to him, in the class, I said, you know, later in the day, whatever, I said, look, that's what I got the awareness, I wouldn't be living in Ireland. And I said, but what comes up with that then, afterwards, was like, oh, but I can't leave all my friends, and I have all these Access friends now in Ireland who I adore, and, you know, and the first time I've had these kind of people like this in my life, and it's amazing, and, you know, and he actually, you know, cleared me on, you know, everywhere you think you can create that here and create beyond that here, you know? So I'm remembering this yesterday, actually only yesterday, and I was like, wow. And, you know, so like that was me getting the awareness of what I could be choosing. And then a year later, I chose it.
Yeah.
And I moved. And I moved country, you know? And it's like, we don't even, you know, like you said, like we use a lot of our past to stop us choosing. Like if you didn't have a past, what would you choose?
Yeah.
And I was using, you know, the fact that I had family and friends in Ireland stopped me from choosing what I really
would
love
and
to
look
choose.
Look at it. You've been here. How long have you been here? This year you went to see them twice.
Yeah, exactly. And I've been here 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm. So, and
I have better
relationships
now with them, with my family, probably, you know?
Yeah. And the other thing that you were talking about that popped up at me when you said it was, and in a year and a half, I had created it, right? So the other thing that helps, the tool that helps you to create what you're choosing, is to not to put a time limit on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be willing to receive it if it comes in a month, in a year, in 2 years. Don't question its creation. You can't check in and see if you're still choosing it. Right. But if it's something that you definitely have chosen, it will, the control part comes in, you know, pot and pocking everything that is coming up in your mind that negates that choice.
Yeah, because again, your mind comes in to destroy it. So it's like, oh, you know. Like, you know, say if you're looking to expand your business, and like this is something I've been looking at for a long time, like looking at having, say, 10 clients a week. And for a while there, I was getting, you know, 2, maybe 3 clients a week, and I kept asking. And, you know, it wasn't, so say it didn't show up right away.
Right.
And my mind would start going, oh, you know, you're not really choosing it. And, you're not really doing a good job at this. And how come other people create it and you don't create it? So every time the mind would come in and destroy
right.
the possibility of that showing up for me because it was all judgment. Because the mind always functions from judgment and conclusion.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just recently, it's changed for me. So, but had I been, you know, if I maybe had taken the time thing out of it a lot sooner, it would have shown up a lot faster for me. But I was so focused that on my mind so wanted to go in there into the how it hasn't shown up.
Right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So you really got to, like, I'm almost like battle with the mind. Like, pod-pop the mind, pod-pop yourself, and go back to question all the time and acknowledge what you have created.
Right.
And then ask for more of that to show up. Because that's what I try to look at, like, okay, where have I created clients? Or where have I created joy? Where have I created that, you know, choices that expanded my life? And get that energy and ask for more of that.
Right. Right. Here's the interesting thing, though, Amy. I mean, we talk about that and, you know, and pot and pocking everything that doesn't allow it. However, when you're tuning in to other people's reality to check in on your choices, you can't pot and pock other people's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, another tool wonderful to use is when this stuff comes up is it mine? Right?
Yeah.
is this thought even mine or is it somebody else's? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is somebody else projecting this at me? So it's a pretty cool, wonderful, expansive space when you're just choosing like intense increments without any thought. You know, and I often ask, what would it take to create my life totally from this space?
Yeah.
And anything that doesn't allow that, destroying on creative, please.
Right, wrong, pop, all these boys and beyond.
Yeah, it's you know, it's pretty interesting, and sometimes it really gets interesting to get clear with yourself because, you know, we don't live alone on this planet. So, you know, there's a lot of other people's opinions and stuff that we're tuning into. So two of my favorite questions is that one. If I didn't have a past, what would I choose? And if I was truly choosing for me, what would I choose?
Mm.
You know, what would bring ease, joy, and glory into my life, baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes it makes a big difference. And anytime that you're trying to choose from, you know, sympathy or approval.
Obligation. Yeah.
All of that. It's not your choice. It's usually not your choice. And it usually does not create, anything is possible, but it usually doesn't create your greatest possibility.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that you never know how it's going to come.
You never know how it's going to show up. Yeah, and it never shows up the way you think it will.
Yeah, you never do. And it's interesting that when you're very clear about what you would like to choose, it's kind of like things do get a little easier, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember I did foundation, you know, a couple of foundation classes and level 2 and 3 and all that. And I had been doing Access for a little bit over a year. And then I did Gary's foundation class. And there was something in there that totally shifted my reality. And, you know, and I tuned into this, like, knowing that I wasn't even aware with words. But I remember deciding to go to facilitators at that point.
Yeah.
And facilitators was, like, in 3 or 4 months in Australia.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, when the mind started to come in about how this was impossible, blah, 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 all of a sudden, from that space of knowing, I remember saying, well, if what I'm perceiving is true for me, who the hell cares? Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then kind of like everything got created, you know,
mm-hmm.
this work from this place, this work from this space. And I went to facilitators, which, you know, 3 months earlier, I would have told you there's no way that I can do this. And that was, you know, the linear reality, my mind, where you're not tuned into the magic that you truly be. You know,
yeah.
So, yeah, yeah.
And also,
so,
like, what you did there was, like, you actually didn't wait to choose. You
right.
chose, and then, and that's, you know, if I could highlight anything from this conversation for people listening, it's, like, don't wait to choose. Don't, like, a lot of, and this is what a lot of, you know, this reality, people here in this reality do, you know,
yeah.
and what we've seen growing up, like, you know, if you said, like, if you had said to some, you know, maybe your mom or your dad or someone, you know, out there in the street, Rihanna, hey, I'm going to go to this facilitator class. It's $5,000 plus I have to fly to Australia and pay for my flights and accommodation and spending expenses, you know, and I have to take all these prereqs in order to go, right?
Right.
Right. You know, but I don't have the money. Do you think I should go? You know,
yeah.
they would have been like, no, how's that going to happen? You can't go without the money, you know. So then, but what you did is, like, you went with the possibility. It was light. It was easy. It was fun. It was popping in your world. And you chose first. You chose,
mm-hmm.
I'm going. I'm doing this. Don't know how, but I'm doing it, right?
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
know how. The how
yeah.
isn't up to us. The how is up to the universe. We
yeah.
got to choose. And then the universe comes in with the how. So you
right.
chose it, and then you took, obviously you did take steps as well in creating it, you know, you put work
right.
out there, you put yourself out there for classes, whatever, and then all of a sudden work, extra work came, extra money came in, but you chose first, you didn't wait until you have the money, and this
right.
is the main, like, default thing that we do that, like, messes us up. We think, oh, we don't have the money, I can't do that. Rather than
uh-huh.
choosing it, demanding it, and then creating it, and the universe coming in going, wow, she's demanding it? Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
You know?
What are we going to do here? Yep.
Yeah.
And everything kind of, you know, aligns for you. And it's magic. I love it when
yeah.
that happens.
Yeah.
You know? And one of my favorite things is wonder also. You know, like
yeah.
you have that choice like that where you're just demanding it and it's that clear need and tug from the universe. And then you also have that wonder, you know, like I wonder what it would take to create this. And it's a different kind of energy for me. And I totally enjoy it, you know.
Yeah.
I used to, you know, a lot of people, if you look at that energy from this reality, it, you know, many people think that it's childish, and I find it to be very potent.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I wonder what would happen if I do this, right? Blah, blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
blah. I wonder what would happen if I choose this, and then you feel, you know, like
that's actually
yeah.
being the question. As opposed
yeah.
to just asking questions. So people say, you know, I ask questions. It's like, well, are you actually being the question? Because, you know, I could get up and be like, hey, what would it take to, you know, create $10,000, you know, this month as if by magic or this week
well,
or today, right?
Uh-huh.
But I'm just like, hey, what would it take? You know, I'm not really being the energy of the question. Whereas you're talking about when you ask a question, you ask from the curiosity of it, like a child. I wonder what that would be like. I wonder, you know, what it would
right.
be like to have this much money. I wonder what it would be like to travel twice a month. I wonder what it would be like to live on the beach. And you become more the energy of the curiosity of the question, which when you put the play and the fun and the curiosity in there, it takes out the significance
yeah.
and the judgment and, you know, the relevant, how relevant it is, you know, like it's so significant
uh-huh.
that I have to create this. And if I don't,
yeah.
I'll judge the hell out of myself. So it's
yeah.
like, I wonder which gets created quicker, you know?
Yeah.
When you ask
I wonder
curiosity,
how.
You know?
Yeah, it really does. It opens a space for things to come in, you know, a little bit easier,
Easier and faster.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you look at it as well, Rihanna, and, you know, both of us, I would pretty much guess that, you know, anything that we have asked for, that we've been, you know, choosing in our lives or asking to create, that, you know, when we let go of the significance,
right,
it was most likely when it got created.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, and when you absolutely know that if it happens today or if it happens next year, it you're never going to the wrongness of you. Everything that is, you know, because, yeah, because sometimes when, and it's happened to me many times, you know, I'll ask for something and it doesn't show up and I'm going, oh my God, I'm back to this. I thought I had gotten this choice down.
Yeah.
You know, and then you start going into the wrongness of you, and that just kind of takes you, undoes everything that you have already done to create this, you know, which just may be holding the space for it, maybe all that is required, and, you know, everything is just coming into, you know, into the space where you're able to actualize it in the physical. So it's fantastic. It's fantastic. And sometimes it doing the energy bubble, and there's a lot of people doing, you know, classes and energy pools right now.
Energy pools,
And all of that. It doing that is one of those tools that help you, you know, continue to hold that space. And it's interesting. Sometimes when I do that with people, I just ask them to touch into the space of and the energy that they would like their life to be like. Not trying to visualize specifics when your mind is getting too much into it, you know, what is possible. And somehow that I have a feeling, I have an interesting point of view that creates sometimes much more using the combination of the two. Sometimes you do need to be specific as to what you desire. You know, I want to go to Japan, you know?
Yeah, well, some things you do know what you're asking for. But when you're asking for the inner, you know, of, you know, I guess when you're looking at creating, you know, more in your life, like creating more clients, more money, more fun, more joy, more ease, you're getting the energy of it rather than focusing on what it should look like and how it should come. Because what we do is we'll limit it that way. So, you know, with the energy pulls really are just pulling energy for your phenomenal life and, you know, and getting the energy of it rather than the actual what it should look like. And so when I asked, I had another conversation with Dane at a different class, you know, at the last time when he was in Fort Lauderdale, I think it was a year and a half ago or 2 years ago at the ESP. And I, you know, at the time I was like talking to him about how I like all these different types of movement, you know, and I couldn't like figure out which one, you know, like it was just like one time I'd like this and then it would change and then I'd like something else. And, you know, and it was like, I was like looking to create something, but it was almost like I didn't know what to choose. So he actually told me, like, he said to me, you know, have you done the energy ball? Have you done the energy pulse or whatever? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, you haven't really. I'm like, because I don't really know. I don't think it works for me. You know, and he got kind of like really potent with me. And he was like, that's the one thing that will change your life, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, and he goes, and the one thing that will change your life, you won't do it. And I'm like, okay, I'll do it, you know, I still like try to do it. I still was like, I don't know, am I doing it right, you know, because it's like really you're just pulling energy, but it was like I was so used to functioning from my mind and figuring things out and, you know, like coming up with the answer, like this is what I should do, or I should do this type of dance, or I should teach this type of classes, and it was like I couldn't really get like what would really create more for me in my life, because I was trying to figure everything out. Whereas with the energy pulls, it's like you just pull the energy and then it shows up for you in magical kind of ways. And I'm still, honestly, I'm still pretty new with the energy pulls. Like, I'm still like, you know, it's like practicing. I'm still doing them and I get like distracted and, you know, like,
well,
all,
it's
like,
so
wander
easy
up.
Sometimes we forget, right?
When we're not used to, also we're not used to sometimes just being, you know, being energy as opposed to figuring things out.
I was going to say that's how shine movement instead of shine movement was born.
Exactly. It was more than one movement. So, but like that was literally what he was like, just, you know, do the energy pulls, like, and yeah, it's like something so simple, yet it actually works. It's crazy.
Yeah, it actually does.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So it's a wonderful exercise, and what it involves really is just that, you know, just placing. For me, the easiest way to do it sometimes, for my mind not to get in the way, is just to place the energy of what you would like your life to be like. And then, you know, in a bubble in front of you, and then just full energy. No effort, just ask the energy to flow from all of the universes through that bubble and through you, and trickle back out to people that, you know, can contribute to you, people you can contribute to with your life, all of that, and just make it a easy flow in and out simultaneously is how the universe works. So you're tuning in to the workings of the universe to assist you in whatever you were trying to create. So not trying, whatever you're creating.
That's nice, Brianna. You just give everyone a little demo of the energy pulls. And it's really that easy. I actually recently, you know, just bought Glenice Hughes has she's a certified access facilitator.
She's wonderful.
She has she does amazing energy ball exercises, and I've been in her class before and she's done them, and I've been like wiped out. Like, I literally like drop off into other planets and wake up and be like, what the hell? So she recently did a class, you know, and she did a whole different, you know, exercises, energy pulls for all different things, for, you know,
for business,
infinite receiving, for business, for all that. And but she just literally did it kind of very similar to the way you did it, like very short, very sweet, very to the point, and literally just like pulling energy and getting the energy and pulling it, and then, you know, inviting these things to show up in your life. So simple.
Yeah.
And literally
it
only takes
simple.
Like a couple of minutes in the morning. And I've started to, even for me, you know, a lot of times when I get up, I'm on the go right away. So I don't, like, you know, I don't really sit and meditate or do any of that in the morning. So I'll be in the car and I'll just play it, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you got to do what works for you. Like, that works for me. Just be in the car and play it, or be at work sometimes and have my headphones on and I'll play one of the energy pulls. And it really is very simple and very short.
Very short. And it's, and it's actually very, you know, very... It's a great tool. It's very potent, you know, and it keeps you connected with the energy of what you would like to choose, you know.
And then when the actual choice shows up, it'll be easier for you to choose it because you'll know that's what you've been asking for.
Right. It matches.
So,
if you know, like, what your platform is, if you know what you desire to create in life, another question that is great is when you're choosing something, is to say, does this match the life, you know, that I choose to create?
Yeah.
And you get very much clear, you know, because sometimes our mind tells us that we need this in order to have this, right?
Yeah.
Like, I need this in order to create a bigger business. And
yeah.
maybe not at all. Maybe I didn't need that website, right? So, yay, choices. Thank you guys for joining us. This is going to replay at 7 at our regular time tonight. And we will see you next week.
next week. Yes. Thanks, Brianna.
We don't know yet what we're going to talk about, though. But we will know pretty soon, and we'll let you know.
And if you ever want us, if you're listening and you ever want us to talk about a certain topic, please Facebook us or send it in to us, and we can talk about anything you'd like.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Actually, very joyful. Thank you, Amy. Have a good day.
Happy Sunday. Bye.
Happy Sunday. Bye.
George's Bank scallops are now at Bonefish Grill. The George's Bank off the coast of New England is known for its amazing sea scallops, and Bonefish prepares them just right. Grilled to perfection over a wood fire and served atop creamy Parmesan risotto. And start the night off with our new handcrafted happy hour every day from 4 to 6:30. Enjoy signature cocktails like our tropical tiki martini for just $5, and new bar bites like ahi tuna poke are just $6. So come in tonight and discover what's new at Bonefish Grill.
Now, you can't just call yourself an expert. You gotta earn that title. And at Wingstop, we've been earning it for decades. Want the secret? Start from scratch. Make to order. Sauce by hand in one of 11 mind-melting flavors. Serve hot with scratch-made ranch. Repeat for over 20 years. That's how you become an expert. Wingstop, the wing experts.